The UCB word for today is based on Job chapter 22, verse 21. Acquaint now thyself with him, and be at peace. Thereby good shall come unto thee. Here are two things that happen when you recognise God's greatness. One, you're not tempted to analyse him and reduce him to manageable terms. Two, you're less likely to try and manipulate him and his will, or explain him and his ways. Think carefully about that for a moment. How many times does God have to tell us, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts? That's from Isaiah chapter 55 verse 9. Before we actually get it, how often must he explain that he's the shepherd and we're the sheep, that he's the vine and we're the branches, before we kneel down in surrender and say, have thine own way, Lord? If Jesus, the Son of God, found it necessary to pray, not my will, but thine be done, wouldn't it be wise for us to pray those words too, every day? See Matthew chapter 26, verse 39. How long has it been since you took time to just sit silently in his presence, to catch a glimpse of the one who is truly awesome and incomprehensible? Job chapter 22, verse 21 says, acquaint now thyself with him, and be at peace. Thereby good shall come unto thee. Do you know God? If so, how well do you know him? Would you like to know him better? If your answer is yes, it won't just happen. You must put it at the top of your priority list and pursue it every day. When you do, you won't be disappointed, because his word guarantees you. Draw near to God and he will draw near to you. That's from James 4, chapter 8. And that's the word for today on UCB.